course. And like many sermon ends, it can be seen as a summary and as a call to action. In these three short verses, much of what Jesus conveys to us throughout the Gospel of Matthew is summarized. Jesus makes it clear that he's talking to everyone. He's talking to the prophets, the righteous, and the little ones. All those who are called to discipleship. All of us. This is not some hierarchy of rewards. Jesus is not saying that if you show hospitality to a high-ranking church official, you get a higher reward. Remember, this is the same Jesus who has repeatedly said, "The last shall be first, and the first shall be last." Also, the word used here, translated as little ones, mikros, refers not only to children, but to those considered inferior and vulnerable. This word, mikros, is the same word used by Jesus in the sorting of the sheep and the goats. Later in Matthew 25, when Jesus says, quote, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison, and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it for one of the least, the mikros of these, you are members of my family, and you did it for me." End quote. Jesus identifies with us and identifies with all those who are in need of hospitality. Mother Teresa tells us that every day we encounter Jesus in distressing disguise. In those, quote, "hungry not only for bread, but hungry for love. Naked not only for clothing, but naked of human dignity and respect. Homeless not only for want of a room of bricks, but homeless because of rejection." End quote. Well, we tend to identify with those who are givers, are giving. We need to recognize that we're equally in need. We are hungry for love. We are in need of human dignity. We fear rejection. As sinners, we are in need of grace as much as anyone. In this regard, we are certainly in the same boat as the mikros, the least. Jesus is addressing disciples in this discourse. He's reassuring them that hospitality shown to them is hospitality shown to him. Hospitality shown to the prophet is hospitality shown to him. Hospitality shown to the righteous person is hospitality shown to him. Hospitality shown to the littlest members of his followers is hospitality shown to him. And as we find out later in Matthew 25, hospitality shown to all those whom God cares about, and that's everyone. Even if they're in prison or homeless or hungry or naked, is hospitality shown to Jesus and therefore also to God. So what is hospitality? Jesus gives what seems to be an insignificant example in today's scripture. Giving a cold cup of water to a little one. That might take you or me less than a minute of effort. You or I might reach into the refrigerator, grab a bottle of water and toss it to the stranger and say, "There you go." But in first century Palestine, cold water was not so easy to come by. Theologian Bonnie Patterson puts it this way, quote, "Jesus mentions a cold cup of water to indicate not only hospitality, but sacrifice. To offer cold water required drawing water from a deep well and often carrying it uphill in a heavy jar to the family home. Who would want to drink room temperature water if new cold well water was available? The simple act of giving a cold cup of water to an ordinary believer was a sacrificial act, a generous gift that might require another arduous trip downhill to the village well to draw up more cold water for the household," end quote. The Presbyterian Church has an initiative which it calls Matthew 25 Churches. There are already PCUSA congregations that identify themselves as Matthew 25 churches. The PCUSA aims to help multiply the loving commitment to fearless discipleship identified by Jesus in Matthew 25 by emphasizing three foci. Number one, building congregational vitality by challenging people and congregations to deepen their faith and get actively and joyfully engaged with their community and the world. Two, dismantling structural racism by advocating and acting to break down the systems, practices, and thinking that underlie discrimination, bias, prejudice, and oppression of people of color. And three, eradicating systemic poverty by working to change laws, policies, plans, and structures in our society that perpetuate economic exploitation of people who are poor. End quote. Obviously, these are just three ways a church can seek to be faithful to Jesus' call to us to love the least. How are we going to respond? May we humble ourselves and prayerfully seek Jesus' guidance on how we can best minister to the mikros, to the least. Amen.